So, who's ready for Monday Night Football between the Patriots and Jets? We have all your AFC East news and updates today on this edition of the weekly Patriots Talk with Lovro and Ben. Starts right now, and with nothing fitting, let's play the Monday Night theme song. Welcome to this edition of Patriots Talk, Monday Night Football edition with Lauro and Ben, as we're going to recap last week's Patriots game over the Bills, and today they have a divisional matchup against the winless New York Jets. Ben, how's your weekend, and let's get this show on the road.
Hello, happy Monday. Of course, it's game day. Looking forward to seeing if the Patriots can finally get a win after... Well, it seems like an eternity ago, but, I'm going well. Hopefully you had a great weekend. That Sunday Night Football game obviously kind of shocked me and kind of disappointed me, but, you know, we can kind of discuss in terms of what happened last night. The fact that Brady's Bucs completely, really struggled against a team in the Saints where I thought it would be a really good up-and-coming type showdown, but it just didn't turn out to be that way. But tonight the Patriots have a game that they need to win. I know that, we've kind of been saying the last couple weeks, but, they just need to find some type of identity. And I know that the Jets have been playing tough, even though they haven't won a game yet. This is a team, if you're the Patriots, do not take them lightly at all. This is a team that has been really, really close to pulling out some games lately. And if you're the Patriots, you have to put the pedal to the metal all game. I'm really interested to see how they tonight, if they obviously go more run heavy, like they started to in the second half against the Bills, and now kind of going to my Bills. Last week, it was an excruciating loss, gut-wrenching, because it was back and forth. Now I see that the Bills won yesterday. It's even to go down 7-2. So they're playing great football. I'll give them credit for that. But Patriots are right there for the taking to potentially take it away from them. But now they have to turn to tonight. And, they're taking on the Jets tonight. So we'll see what happens.
Yes, absolutely. So with that being said, now let's talk about my thoughts on last week's game for the Patriots. Was this was hard to watch, as you know. It was hard to see just because you know that this was a game that the Patriots could have won.
Great. Yeah, it really was. It really could have came down to, a potentially final drive, final stop, and it just turned out. Be our day. And actually, Bill Belichick after the game yesterday said that's the third game now where we've been right to the end finish line. We haven't been able to win. So, and Cam Newton said as well this past week that we're 2-5, but we also could be 5-2. Kind of depending on how those last games that they lost happened. But it is what it is, and you have to there's still a bunch of season left. A lot of teams could just say 2-5. We're just gonna just quit. I don't think this Patriots team quits, especially when you have a legendary coach and Bill Belichick. He always wants to get the guys prepared and ready to go. And I think that tonight's a game where I think a lot of things will probably go more right than wrong, I think, for the Patriots. I think that they will find more scores early on. I think that they will, I think Cam Newton's going to be able to run the ball effectively. I know the offensive line is still kind of, put into play here. Defensively, it might be a little of a struggle because they are kind of banged up. No guy, no more Bentley. And they obviously were struggling quite a bit last week with some of them banged up. But this is a chance tonight where they can shine. A lot of the young guys, and we'll see how it goes.
Yes, let's just see how it goes. So now that being said, now let's talk about the AFC standings right now. So let's start off with the first place team, the Buffalo Bills. We did not expect this to be this type of game. I thought Russell Wilson would come in to Buffalo and beat the Bills, but the Bills show you that they're still too good of a team right now. They're like one of the best teams in our division right now. And credit to them, they are 7-2, and they have won three straight. And then their last five games, they are 3-2.
Yeah, I give credit a lot to the Bills. They seem like the team that are changing the pass in the guard, if you have to look at it that way. After the 20 years between Brady and Bill of just straight dominance through that division. The Dolphins are really starting to tread upward. They had a big one yesterday. Tua, like I told you last week, I knew that Tua would have a huge game. Maybe not as big as I thought maybe from yesterday, but, the division definitely is a lot more open than it has ever been. And part of it is good news for the Patriots because it makes the division a lot more competitive. But also a negative too is now it's like the fact of like you're not guaranteed it anymore, like compared really in years past. So it makes it, kind of ways that you kind of have to earn it in different ways, and I think it makes it a little more fun. But I give the Bills a lot of credit. Josh Allen's definitely traded upward, they use a lot of guys to their ability. Stephon Diggs was, of course, a big pickup, and Sean McDermott's been a great coach.
And on the Seahawks side, Russell Wilson did his best to mount the big comeback, but it didn't work.
No, I think Russell, he's obviously been, rumored in potentially the MVP consideration. And in the last couple of weeks, he's been a little more, I would say, you could be able to kind of get more pressure on him. Of course, Russ has been great this year. Don't get me wrong. And I still think he is considered MVP, if you have to ask me right now. Pretty much right where him and Mahomes are. Let's pick Russ still, just a slight margin. But with that being said, Russ is definitely taking a step back. He turned the ball over in that Seahawks game. In the Cardinals-Seahawks game a couple weeks ago. And then against the Niners, he did okay. He threw for four touchdowns. He did pretty good. But the Niners were pretty banged up defensively. But then against the Bills, and their defense overall, really couldn't stop the Patriots' offense. But the Bills were able to get some turnovers, and that's the way that they were able to win. But Russ did all he could, though. It wasn't all Russ's fault because the defense just struggled mightily on the Bills' offense.
They could not even get to that Bills' run offense. That Bills' run offense is pretty good. The Bills have a very good scoring offense, but the Bills' offense has been great all year long. And, Josh Allen continues to generate points for this Bills' team. On the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, they're okay. They're not good. They're not good how they were last year, but I feel like that this Bills defense will get better as the season progresses. Now let's talk about the second place team, the Miami Dolphins. They have won four straight games. Nobody expected that because we felt like that this was still going to be a gradual rebuild, but this Dolphins rebuild is ahead of schedule with that win over Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. What was your thoughts on Tua's second start? And he is 2-0 as an NFL starter in the National Football League.
Yeah, I give a lot of credit to the head coach, Brian Flores.
He's my boy right there. I'm telling you that, Ben. That's my guy, Brian Flores.
Yeah, I give Beefalo a lot of credit. No, I wanted him to do good things. I know he's the head coach in a rival team, but you know, he's definitely starting to build a culture there. And I knew that last year, even though they, you know, the record might not have shown it, I think that he did a lot of good things for that culture. And he's definitely made us, of course, a lot of great draft picks. Of course, adding Tua, and now their defense has been really, really impressive. I really like how they've been playing defensively, creating some turnovers the last couple weeks. And I'll tell you, they're not afraid of anybody.
This
Dolphins
team, team's
not
not
afraid.
I agree 100%. But my guy Brian Flores, from the get go, I knew from my mind that he is the right head coach to lead the Miami Dolphins into the future, just because he has a good background, good leadership qualities. The Dolphins yesterday matched their win total from last year. They were 5-11 last year. Everybody thought that they were the laughing stock of the NFL because of all the trades they made. But really, I have to say that Tua Tagovailoa represents the Miami Dolphins' future quarterback.
Oh, definitely.
He's my guy. I love Alabama players, and I do believe that out of the lefty quarterbacks I've seen from Vic and Tim Tebow, I think Tua's better than those guys.
I mean, Tua's right up there. For, of course, you know, Herbert's been still outstanding. He's playing some outstanding football, and I think he's going to be – he has a future. Burrow and Tua all have futures that we've already can tell right now. They do it in different ways. I think that right now Tua is kind of a quarterback that will take his deep shots, but he'll kind of go down the field in chunks. Herbert's one of those guys, though, that if he finds that like a matchup down deep, I mean, he has a great deep ball. I mean, he obviously can throw really good deep balls. Of course, he's very mobile, too. And then Burrow, of course, I think it's just his accuracy. I mean, he just puts it in spots what like not many defenders can make it. And, of course, with him having some decent receivers around him, T. Higgins was a great draft pick, I think, for them from Clemson. And then you add in Tyler Boyd, AJ Green, a bunch of guys, so... But to give credit to Tua, he's been great, and I obviously wish him the best.
Yeah, so it was a good back-and-forth game between Tua versus Kyler Murray, but really the Dolphins just came out on top. And really, from the get-go, I really think that this Dolphins team will be even better than they are next year, if you know what I mean.
Oh, for sure. I think they're not stopping now. I think, you know, they're a very young, up-and-coming type group with some – veteran pieces. Kyle Van Noy really helped that team out tremendously on defense. Of course, KVN we know quite well from New England. He made a big impact.
You mean Kyle Van Noy?
You know, he's helped out a lot of the young players.
Absolutely. I like what he's doing down in Miami. I always like to see these former Patriots thriving down there under Brian Flores. And it's all on Brian Flores that recruited those former Patriots to join him in Miami. You know,
absolutely. You know, I want guys to do well. So,
but really, this Dolphins team is right heading in the right direction, and they play their next game against the Chargers, and that's gonna. The Dolphins should win that game, but really, I think it's gonna come down to the wire, as we'll talk about tomorrow on Loro and Friends Inside the NFL. We'll talk about what the Dolphins need to do to win 5 in a row, and what the Chargers need to do to get off the snide.
Right, exactly.
So that's what we'll save. We'll save those discussions for tomorrow. Was that? What were you saying? What were you saying, Ben? No, I was saying, Ben, is that we'll save those discussions for tomorrow on the Dolphins and the Chargers, you know?
Yeah. Sorry, kind of the connection kind of came off, but – No, I can hear you now. We can definitely talk about it tomorrow. Can't wait.
Yeah, the third place team is the New England Patriots. They're 2-5 heading into tonight's game against the New York Jets. But here's the thing. The Patriots are looking for a win to save their season and look for Cam Newton to have a big game so that he can save his future in New England. But the Jets, on the other hand, are standing in the way from the Patriots from doing that. The Jets are 0-8, and they are looking to finally get on the win column.
Yeah, I mean, both teams are really desperate for wins. Well, I think the Patriots more than ever, because realistically, the Patriots could find ways to salvage their season. I don't really don't think the Jets have a way. I think the Jets really are trying to tank for Lawrence and only Lawrence. And of course, they have the right mindset too. So the Jet fans themselves are kind of like in this game, they're just like, eh. They're just like, well, we'll see how it goes. You know, hopefully they have Joe Flacco going
yes,
tonight.
Yes, Joe Flacco should definitely be a help to that tonight, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. I mean, I think Darnold, of course, has the better upside than Flacco. You know, with this team as a whole, I'm not saying as a player, I think Flacco's a better quarterback than Darnold. But, no, I think the Jets, their biggest weapons to worry about is, of course, their running game, I think, could give the Pats some problems because the Pats' defense is just so thin. I don't think the running game for them is that great, but I just think the Pats' run defense has just really struggled for a while this year. And then I would say that the Mims guy from Baylor has done some things lately. They're trying to give him the ball, Jamison Crowder as well. So they have some guys that they'll throw to, but I just think the matter of is your offense to create some type of spark. It comes down to can Cam Newton keep the ball and not turn the ball over. And of course, eliminate a lot of sacks too. And the offensive line just has to be able to keep him upright.
Yes, yeah, so for the Jets, I'm going to still say this. I was right about them losing the first 8 games. I still think that they're going to go 0-16. Do you still think that the Jets will go 0-16?
No, I think it's just extremely tough. I think they'll find a way to win one or two at the end of the season. And I'm not saying.
So what were you saying again? Are you saying that the Jets might win a game this year, or do you think they're not going to win a game this year? What were you saying?
I think they will. I think they'll win one.
So what were you saying again on that?
They're going to win one.
So you think – I don't really see them winning a game, in my opinion, just because the Jets just have a lot of problems, you know.
For sure. I mean, I'm not disputing that at all. But I think it's just tough to go winless in this league.
So that's why I don't see them winning the game at all this year, you know. So now, the next thing we're going to talk about next is, can the Patriots win 3 straight games to get back into .500 football? Because, look, they got the Jets tonight, then they got Baltimore on Sunday night, and then in Week 11, they got the Houston Texans. That should be winnable games for these next 3.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Ravens team is a lot more beatable than before. Of course, they kind of had a better second half yesterday. But I watched a lot of that game, and I really think that this is a team that you could definitely find ways to win against. But I think the Patriots are just so thin. To win that way.
I still think the Patriots will win these next 3 games because I feel like that this will save our season. So I think we're going to blow out the Jets tonight. I think we'll beat the Ravens by 3. We'll talk about that game on Friday. And then the Houston Texans, we should beat. But I don't count out Deshaun Watson, though.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the Dolphins have the Texans' first-round pick. So the Dolphins will get at least 3 of them. So the Dolphins at least won the Laremy Tunsil trade.
Yeah, this Texans team, of course, they won yesterday, but they're extremely they have a lot of holes. So I think that the Patriots and the Texans kind of have a lot of similar things when it comes to each other. I think the offense for the Texans is better. Especially with the way that they've been playing lately. At least yesterday, they played pretty well. And then defensively, I don't know if you saw the rumor, but J.J. Watt might be on the move this offseason. So it sounds like he wants to kind of go to more of a contending type team when you lose a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, it's huge to that team.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the Patriots' schedule. They should win the next three games to get back on track, but the Cardinals, I'm not sure if we're going to win or not.
I don't either. Cardinals are really, really dangerous and scary team, especially with the way Kyle's been playing. I think the Patriots can win tonight. I think they'll lose against the Ravens.
I don't see them losing to the Ravens. I want to see them get off, have a good stretch run.
Oh, I do too, but in terms of me being a realist here, I just think that the Patriots just are not going to have enough to beat the Ravens. We could talk about it,
on Friday.
You know, I guess, yeah, on Friday. I'm going to be a realist here. I just don't think they're going to have enough in the tank, but I think that they can bounce back, beat the Texans, and then see how it goes.
Yeah, so with that being said, now let's so today on Monday Night Football, we get to hear Steve Levy with Brian Griese and Lewis Riddick and Lisa Salters. So that's what we're going to hear tonight, and I love this new Monday Night team, don't you?
Yeah, they make it a lot of fun. They're a great crew, and I'm ready to hear them tonight.
Yeah, I really think that ESPN got it right this time with the Monday Night Football crew. I like Joe Testator, but I didn't feel like the ESPN should have not gotten him out of there just because Joe Testator has the thunder in his voice when he calls touchdowns, you know? He brings that thunder and energy into the booth, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
That's why I felt like Joe Testator should have not gotten fired with Booger. Booger McFarland Booger McFarland, I knew why the ESPN wanted to move on from him from the Monday night booth.
So there.
Was that?
What
were you saying? No, I was saying is that ESPN should have kept Joe Testator as the play-by-play guy. You know what I mean?
Laura?
Yes, Ben?
You still there?
Can you hear me now? No, I was saying is that Joe Testator should have stayed in the booth for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, he was good, but I think that this transition of the new ones are not that bad. Great one to hear.
So which Monday Night team do you like better? Joe Testator and Booger McFarland or Steve Levy with Lewis Riddick and Brian Griese?
I mean, they both had their own pros and cons. I'd probably say still the Joe Testator and Booger McFarland, but this one is definitely catching up to me in terms of one that I do like.
Well, with Booger McFarland, he wasn't that great of an analyst, but I do like Joe Testator.
Yeah, I agree.
I just feel like that Joe Testator should have stayed, and he could have been paired with Lewis Riddick and Brian Griese. But right. Steve Levy,
there definitely could have been different ways to do it.
But really, I like Steve Levy. I watched him. I watched Steve Levy on SportsCenter growing up, and for him to do Monday Night Football, I really think he makes it fun. Don't you think Steve Levy's a very good Monday Night announcer?
Of course, yeah. I think he's been great. For whatever job he really does.
No, because I grew up watching him on SportsCenter, and I can't believe that he's doing Monday Night Football. And I really think that this Monday Night team with Steve Levy and Lewis Riddick and Brian Griese will be one in the making for years to come.
Yep.
Don't you think
they're definitely an underrated staff.
Was that? What were you saying about that again?
Yeah, so they're a very underrated staff, I think.
They are. I mean, Steve Levy has a good voice, you know. But I can't wait to hear them on the call today. I think they're going to have a good call. And I really think that Monday Night ESPN did a good job with picking their next Monday Night team.
Yeah, so do you want to go to a game prediction to end this off?
Yeah, so with that being said, let's talk about some game. Let's talk about the score for today's game for the Patriots and the Jets. So I'm going to say the Patriots win big tonight. I think we're going to score over 30 points. I think this is going to be Patriots 49 and the Jets 0.
Ooh.
I say that because this is how much we need this win, and this is going to show you how bad the Jets are. They're going to get shellacked in prime time.
Okay.
What about
I'm
you?
Going to go. Going to 21-13 Patriots.
Are you saying it's low scoring just because you think the Jets might score a touchdown or two?
No, they'll score some points. I think they will get a couple field goals. They might get a touchdown. They might start off a little, you know, give the Patriots quite a bit of nerves. But I think in the end, if the Patriots play like they did against Buffalo in that second half, I think we should be fine against a team like this.
Well, we don't have Stephon Gilmore today. We don't have a lot of this is a short-handed team. No Dalton Keene. I want to see him out
right,
there.
Right, yeah.
We need to,
I think, you know, it sucks that we don't have him tonight, but we're fortunate for playing a team that could be fortunate that they're worse than us. So, I mean, that kind of helps in a way. So,
also, we'll the Patriots need to get Devin Asiasi back.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been unfortunate what happened to him because his friend passed away a couple weeks ago, but it would be nice to see him out there. But we'll talk about tomorrow, kind of how the game went and kind of all the rest of the games. But for now, thanks for joining us, whoever joined us between me and Loro, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Yes, we'll talk tomorrow on Loro and Friends Inside the NFL. So let's hope we get a Patriot win today. And also for those on Instagram Live, I'll see you guys after the game on Instagram Live with your highlights and much more.
All right. Take care.